The view from DIR is interesting. I get to work with a lot of your agencies as customers, and I get to see some of the challenges and successes y'all have with data and every other type of technology program. Some of the slides I'm going to show you are updated from last year, but mostly I want to take a much deeper dive into the world of data. I was trying to figure out, even as late as this morning, how I was going to make data relevant to a room full of administrative lawyers. And I happened to read the news clips this morning, and in a major Texas newspaper, there was an opinion letter. It was about another state agency, not mine, so I won't name the name. And the first two words of the headline were, bad data. Let me just say that a headline that starts with bad data is right up there with, I've been hacked, privacy breach, things like that. So this is why we are interested. When we talk about data, we ask, what are we talking about? What kind of data? What is data? And here's a general statement from federal website, data.gov, that indicates that data to the federal government is a strategic asset and a valuable national resource. I would say it's the same for Texas. At the working level, we are talking about facts and statistics that people in your agency use every day to perform the mission of your agency. Really nothing more complex than that. So how did we get to talking about data at an administrative law conference? We are all interested in what comes from the legislature, and you can see over the last several years, there have been a number of bills that touch on data. So there is always and has continued to be an interest in cybersecurity and the prevention of the loss of confidential data. This is about pushing open data out to the citizens of the state of Texas.